Such a father is called, father is realizes this body, this image, he realizes, I'm still alive, the spiritual identity. He also realizes Krishna's roof, bone, lila, etc. Kapiladev is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, says, the way the stream of Ganga River flows towards the ocean. Just by hearing my qualities, his mind is always attracted or attached towards me. A type of bhakti is called Nirguna Bhakti. The sadhak, Jagrati sadhak, and waking, sleeping, or deep sleep also, is meditating on the Lord Sri Krishna, the heartbroken. In waking state, generally a person's mind may revert towards the material objects, but Jagrati sadhak, his mind does not deviate towards any material sense object. In the waking stage, the eyes, ears, nostrils, the other external senses, they remain conscious and active, but a Jagrati sadhak is always remembering, meditating on the Lord. Although for ordinary people in this world, everything may seem real of this world, but that his desires do not seem to be true. In deep sleep, his five senses are also remaining alive and conscious. That's why his mind is also not meditating on the material object. Now, the mind is being restricted, meditating on the material sense object. And he enters, his mind enters into the subtle kingdom. In the subtle mind, he enters now. Whatever mind sees in the waking state, in sleeping also he remembers or meditates on the same thing. Whatever he's seen in waking state, or whatever he has seen earlier, those same things he meditates on when he's sleeping, a general person. But for Jagrati sadhak, in dream also, like other Goswamis is described, all the time they are having darshan of Radha and Krishna. In deep sleep, that in the gross senses, the mind, intelligence, all of them, false ego also is sleeping, or it is inactive in deep sleep. The gross senses, they are all inactive in deep sleep. Means it is very blissfully sleeping, resting, no worries. Or he has no worries in this stage. But for Jagrati sadhak, even in deep sleep also, he remains meditating on the Lord. Suppose an ordinary person loses consciousness, he will not remember anything. He becomes like senseless. But Jagrati sadhak, in that condition also, through his soul, he is serving the Lord. meditate on the Lord through his mind, through his subtle senses, also he is serving the Lord. We have this. Oh, I am this body and mamta, just that, oh, this wealth is mine, this is my son, my wife, my home, etc. These two tendencies me and mine, these remain prominent in general people, but the Brahmajnanis, the Jnanis that burn, the fire of Jnana, they burn these two tendencies that they themselves think we Brahma, Brahma. We don't have our own individual identity. And it merged in the Brahma. And what else? Jatrati Sadhas. He attained the realization of his spiritual identity. All comes to realize this. He comes to realize the spiritual identity of his. Either he is a Shanghata, Das, and all those things that are connected to Krishna, he comes to realize those things. This is the difference between the materialist people and a sadhu. A perfect spiritual identity, person comes to realize it, and then he performs the limbs of a Guru, Shravan, Kirtan, etc. That time the spiritual identity, in this age, Guru Dev gives him his spiritual identity. Before this, he may get some mentally concocted spiritual identity, and definitely such a person is going to fall down. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma also, he has described all these things. In the heart of Jatrati Sadhak, naturally, his spiritual identity is realized. Who am I? It becomes so matured, his spiritual identity in his heart, for Jatrati Sadhak, he even forgets the external consciousness of his body. This is me, this body, like Narayan Maharaj, I will forget. What? That spiritual identity, that is eternal spiritual identity. All the time, he remains conscious and never he forgets it for us. Okay. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not any stage which he has not described in his statements. All these stages he has described. For Jatrati Sadhak, now his positiveness towards the body and mostly is lost. When he attains complete freedom from this material entity, then he attains fame. Such a devotee will always keep such moods hidden. But when Jatrati appears in his heart, all the symptoms, he tries to hide, but he is not able to hide. Those who understand Bhakti Tattva, they will understand his stages, but other people think of him as foolish, crazy, mad. What are the symptoms of such a person? Shantira Vajrakala from Shri Goswami Pada in the church.
Jatavan,
The budding bud of fame arises in his heart. Eroti appears. This is the symptom. These are the symptoms of such a person. What? Shanti. A cause may be present because obstacles are disturbing in his life. Still, he is not disturbed. His mind does not deviate towards any material act. He doesn't waste a single second except for chanting or meditating on the limbs of Bhakti, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bhagavan, etc. His mind is always at the fore. One second also, his mind or activities does not go towards any material activity. Virakti means enjoyment of the senses, like touch or hearing of the material objects. He loses all, he has all attachment towards these things. He is having all the qualities, but still he remains without any pride. This is Manshunyata. Definitely I will attain the Lord. Definitely I will attain perfect with this hope. This hope is
your call is disconnected.
Attachment to Vasadvasasthali, he always likes to reside in the past temple of Lord Vrindavan, Vrindavana, etc., all these places. If he is not able to reside physically, still by mind he wants to reside in these places. He has this desire. These are all symptoms. By all the symptoms one can understand, but how will understand this? Who himself is Vasugyani, let's take Uttam Bhagavad, only he can understand.
So the body is going to change the Rati Obama in here called Jada Rati Sara. And it says the Baba Leela Katar will always go in his mind in an unbroken chain like honey flowing from a jar. He senses swastika. That is the past and the Krishna flowing in his heart continuously. And he is remembering the Krishna that the day of Dhruva Anusmriti. He's not growing even for a moment. The jiva has three stages of consciousness. Wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. But the sadhana in the stage of bhava always experiences Krishna. In these three stages, means he is always beyond them. Even for one second, he does not forget his sever to see Krishna. In the stage of Mahamati, he realizes his spiritual body or his inner deha. From Shikandhuddha, the third chapter of Bhagavatam has said, Madhura Sutta Matrina, Maitava Mahasri, Manukate, Vishnu Jata Kandam Sam Amuro. Like the Ganga flows towards the ocean in an unbroken stream, in the same way, the devotee who is practicing Nirguna Bhakti, their remembrance of me also grows continuously. In that same way, Bhakti is not awoken, Ajahn Bhakti Sara, in the three stages of consciousness, wakefulness, sleep, of hearing, smell, taste, and touch, etc., always run towards the objects of the senses. But this Jhana only started. Their senses always run towards the service of Sri Krishna. In an awakened state. In this unique state, even though the five guardian priyas are not working, still the mind is enjoying, the mind is functioning. The mind, or the subtle body, of the mind intelligence and soul experience everything, or dream of everything that they experience in the past or in the present. What we have seen in the past, we think of in a dream. But the devotee, the jhana rami sara, gives no bhava bhakti and awakening. Even in dreams, they never contemplate material objects. Rather, they always have darshan of Sri Radha and Krishna, like Sri Radha, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Radha Govinda. And the third state of consciousness, the sutta, means my third consciousness, when you sleep, when you don't dream of anything. At that time, in the sadhana of the Mahabhati has not awoken, the growth of the subtle body are not functioning, there is no remembrance. But still, the devotee of the Mahabhati has arisen. Even in such a state of sushupta avastha, still he remembers Krishna. When the body comes to fall unconscious, they cannot remember anything. But at Jhana Rami Sara, even if they fall unconscious, still they remember Krishna's name, form, qualities of pastime. The Sanatana of Bhavati has no awoken, or a conditioned soul, always thinks in terms of I and mine. They have a choice of monitor for what is related to this body, and they think this body is me. The Jnani, the impersonal, these two perceptions of I and mine are completely dissolved in the fire of Brahmajana. But the devotee has said above, these two, I and mine, are completely related to Krishna. In terms of I, he thinks in terms of me to be the truth. I am a servant of Krishna, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhu. And my is only in relationship to Krishna, and that which is related to Krishna. Krishna is mine, and everything related to Krishna is also mine. In the state of Bhavati, the devotee has a complete realization of he is the Deha. He's perfected spiritual body. The devotee has his own realization, and Guru also gives some help at that stage. If you speculate about this, if you are still in Deha before the awakening of Bhavati, you will fall down. Therefore, in Bhavati, the devotee is completely perfect, and he is completely forget his bodily identification. I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am anything. In fact, 25 a day, he only remembers his real identity, his Siddha Deha. Tapa Vajrayana says, Rajakopi Bhava, Vaivya, Swadhar, Anya Bhava, Nanagive. I forget all other identities and only remember my identity as a Gopi. Srila Bhaskar Thakur has described everything. There is nothing he has left undescribed. In the state of Bhavati, the devotee tries to conceal his Ravi or his Bhava Krishna. But he cannot conceal everything. Those who do not understand what is bhakti, they think he is mad or foolish. But the devotees who understand devotion, they can see the nine symptoms in the jhana antikala. Shanti, antikala, pandvira, man, sudhita, asamata, samukhita, adhidana, namamichi, ashakta, kajuna, karani, matri, priti, sattva, pesari. These nine symptoms are seen. And only the devotee who is expert in bhakti can see them in the jhana rami sara. Shanti means, even though there are so many causes, so many reasons to be disturbed by lust or greed or anger, still, despite many causes being present, the devotee is not disturbed. And the other one means he never wants to second me. Apart from the hearing and chanting and remembering the glory of Hari Guru Vaishnava, they never perform any other activity. Vinanta, they are completely detached. This is the state of Uttam Bhakti. Apart from having detached, they have no other attachment. Therefore, they are detached. Asamanta, because they have no false ego, they have a great hole. I would have seen followers, a military profession, samukhasta, they are very always enthusiastic, very greedy to achieve Sri Krishna. Sadhanavakaruchi, they always have fine taste in chanting the name of Krishna. For the partner or the describing the limited power of Krishna. They always like to stay in the places where Krishna performs his pastimes, like Govardhan or Vrindavan. And if for some reason they are outside of Vrindavan, they always remember Vrindavan within their mind. Guru Goswami has described these are the nine symptoms of the devotee in the stage of Bhagavan.
Rakti Jekakam Dhurra. Ye Bhutte Tarki. Shukam Rakha.
Bhutte Dhurra. Sudurlabham, very, very rare.
Kintu amaker bhitore je nitya
a person with a seed of the Sri Krishna seed remains quite prominent. Very difficult to see such a person. By the lens of the bhakti, by sadhan, he may attain to the
state.
He's aiming towards Rati with all the functions of his life, all the limbs of Bhakti. He's aiming towards Rati, Mahabhakti. He is realizing by Shravan Kirtan and by following Raganuga Bhakti. The Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Under the Parabra of Mahaprabhu.
It
doesn't mean that it is going to appear something new, something like it is there, the spiritual entity in itself. But you have to realize that Shakta, Vatsalya or Madhura, some spiritual entity is there in every living entity. Brahma Vakti Shakta is completely a devotee by sadhan and bhajan, by his functions of his bodily activity. How do you perform your shravan, etc.? I can't. If the tongue was not there, you cannot perform. If the ears were not there, you cannot perform. The mind is not there, you cannot meditate. These senses are all material. Through these material senses, still he performs sadhana and he enters heart, but he appears in his heart. This is called sadhana. Trying to solve these questions of this power, you can perform Bhagavatam, material Bhagavatam, and then your life will be successful.
So, during all this, we can imagine how rare is Bhagavatam. But one thing we should know that really, this is the Bhagavatam. Our eternal blessing, devotion towards Krishna, is already inside of us. Our Siddhayana is there. That eternal moon is there. As the person, the devotee uses his senses to achieve this bhava or rati, that person is a real star. Therefore, if there is really satyabhavetta, satyabhava, which is satyabhava, then there is really satyabhava. The devotee who uses their external senses to achieve this nityasya bhava, that person is called the sadhak. Therefore, keeping this bhava bhakti as our goal, we should perform shravan, kirtan, and smaran. Following the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Raga Yoga sadhak, a person who does this is a real sadhak. Therefore, every single one of us, as one of these emotions of Dasya, Satya, Pansatya, or Madhura, there within us. It is eternally there. The Brahma body, by achieving mukti, they desire to give up this body, leave this body. But if you have no body, are you going to do sadhana? If you have no sadhana, you cannot turn
So, before we leave class, we are all together.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect. Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.